Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
One more time, put your hands together for the very, very cool star of LoveMaryLou.com, Mary Lou.
Woo!
Hey. Yeah. And then, when you're fab and when you're fit, you hang out on fabufit.co.za, and there you will bump into the likes of Warda Hartley. That is your blog rock star thing.
Yay! Woo! Hello!
Hey. All right. Any news on the blog fronts? Any big posts before we touch base with today's special guest?
Wow.
Okay, I'll go first because I haven't posted anything this week, but then our internet's very slow, so I'm currently uploading a video.
Okay.
But, guys, I will speak on behalf of Warda because I am the star of Monday's post
yes.
on fabufit.co.za, yes, and I talk to you guys about my fitness journey.
Yes, yes, it was very cool. It was very cool to have Mary on fabufit. Some beautiful pictures. We got some great responses to it, and also really high hits on it as well. Lots of readers. Yeah.
I mean, like, come on, we've done so much marketing for her on Twitter. Like, everyone's tagged, everyone's retweeted.
Yes.
Like,
went really, really well. Yeah, I even had my brother. Well, he's practically my brother from another mother. My brother's best friend was like perving you on Instagram, and I was like, stop perving my friends. That's not cool. You're an old man. Just like calm down.
Yeah,
your heart.
The pictures that I've seen, Mary, is very like I'm caught up in the moment, but not really caught up in the moment.
Yeah, like,
and
oh,
I'm
beautiful.
Just, I radiate naturally. And
yes.
Yeah, it's me. It's Mary Lou.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
We call it the cereal box, kind of. I'm trying to sell cereal.
Yeah, like kind of like
Special K.
Yeah. Yes, very commercial.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that's all up at fabufit.co.za.
Yes, you can get it right now. It's up there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Get it while it's hot. While you're online as well, you might want to take a look at this next blogger's work. We've got a very special guest today. Who are we hanging out with this afternoon?
We are hanging out with Siam.
Yay.
She is the main rock star of Simply Siam. And she actually started off as a fashion blogger, like back in the day, way back when she was actually still in Cape Town.
But now before that, she was an?
Yes. Well, I mean, she's an attorney.
Yeah.
So that's how I actually met her, because she was actually working at the UC Law Clinic, and we got along really well. And then I was actually part of that whole process when she started blogging, and she was doing fashion posts, and she was started getting invited to events in Cape Town and all that stuff. She's a big deal. And then she moved to Singapore. She's even bigger now.
And living a fabulous life. You can follow her on Snapchat. She's like, you just get jealous.
Lives
the
best life.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from her herself live from Singapore. Please say hello to CM. How's it going?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm so glad you took some time out of your busy traveling schedule to spend with us, because, I mean, that's what you do now. You're a travel blogger.
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you guys. You're like so energetic, like so full of energy. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like after 10 p.m. I'm an old woman and it's bedtime.
So how has the transition been for you from like moving from South Africa to Singapore? I mean, it seems like it's been pretty amazing. I mean, you don't have the stresses that we have to face on a daily basis, like deadlines and work and, you know, crazy presidents and just the daily grind of being a South African.
Yeah, the transition, it went well. I think like just Singapore is just like a very easy country to settle into, just because, you know, everything's so efficient and it just works. So it was actually easier than I expected. And then I think only after 6 months, it like, you know, it finally hit me, like I'm not at home and like this day to day now is like my life and that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm glad to say that everything's going well. Yeah, everything's good.
So how has things been going with your blog as well?
Sorry, Warda?
How has things been going with your blog, like transitioning it from like what Mary was saying, from fashion and that kind of thing, to now having it be more focused around travel?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Es.
Hi. It sort of just happened like organically, to be honest. When I initially started it, you know, that's why I called it Simply Siam and not like Siam's fashion diary or whatever, because I was like, whatever's going on in my life at at the moment will be reflected in the blog. So when I started, it just happened to be at that time that I was all about, like, you know, style and beauty and like what the professional woman was doing and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then my lifestyle like changed a lot when I moved here, because now I was like no longer in the courtroom and that kind of thing. And with all the traveling, like, you know, I just became a lot more casual, and I sort of lost interest in, okay, once I lost interest in shopping, let me not go there. But
no, you shop okay. Like every day.
Yeah.
We see you.
The life of a Singaporean.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't dressing up anymore. That just happened. And then the traveling just became more frequent. And I thought, you know, this is really what's going on in my life now. So this is what I need to reflect on the blog. So just sort of, it just happened like that.
I really like that approach that you have, Siam, because like I remember in the beginning you were like all about fashion, and then now you're more into traveling and whatever. So tell us, well, this is actually a curiosity from my point, because, you know, we're on the same boat and whatever. So tell us about how a professional like you as a lawyer, and you're used to going to the courtroom and doing like really serious work, that's what people see it, and like now, like what you're blogging now and you're traveling around Asia, and then like you, I mean, I see your Snapchat, you're like living your best life, you're so chilled, you're doing high tea, I mean, you're eating delicious stuff. Like how does that work? I mean, do you miss the professional life? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you miss it? Or is there something about your life now that you feel like you'll never, like, go back to law again or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, it's, like, so hard to say. But I think, like, you know, I'd been working for, like, a while. And I just felt like I am interested and passionate about law, but I'm not interested or passionate about sitting at a desk the entire day and going on vacay, like, once a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically like living for your weekends and that kind of thing. And then you know, after like a year or two, like looking into it, we were like, look, it looks like we might have to go abroad to have sort of like more flexible careers, but still like maintain this lifestyle that we want to have or whatever. At the moment, it's only been a year and a half. It's still a novelty. So no plans to look back at the moment. But I also can't say, you know, like 5 years from now, I suppose you got to change up. Yeah, you got to change up things every now and again.
And then with the blogging, like, I mean, obviously, I saw on your Snapchat, because you're very active on Snapchat, that when you first got there, you started, you know, you made contacts with the magazines and with certain beauty brands and stuff. And how did you kind of like get in your foot in the door with certain brands and stuff and start getting invited to events when you basically had to start from zero again, moving to a country where nobody knew you?
Yeah. I think like when I left South Africa, I was still like very much caught up like in the blogger scene, and I was like, the momentum was still going and that kind of thing. And I still had that like fire and ambition to make the blog like bigger and more successful. So then when I initially got here, I just contacted like, you know, all the PR companies I could get hold of and that kind of thing. And the vibe here is, I think it's like a little bit different to South Africa. I'm not exactly sure, but like they were very, very, very like open and welcoming. You know, it wasn't like, who are you, and send us your stats and all that kind of thing. It was like, oh, okay, fantastic, you're a blogger, whatever. And then just like immediately added to like media lists and that kind of thing. So I started going to like these events here in Singapore, but after a while I realized that I think I was just trying to continue what I was doing in South Africa, because I thought that was what I had to do. But once I started doing it, I realized, like, personally, I'd lost a bit of interest in that, you know, like, just blogging about brands for the sake of blogging or blah, blah, blah. So now I just go if it's purely something that I'm interested in, or, you know, if it's maybe, like, something unusual.
So tell us about, I'm sure a lot of people want to know this. So are you making money off your blog? Because I remember you were at one stage when you're in Cape Town. So now that you're abroad, is there money-making opportunities in terms of blogging or doing other stuff like writing columns? Are you making money off it?
Yes, yes, they are. So it's all just about like how much effort you're going to put into it and how far you want to take it. So, you know, once I came here, I just decided to like take it in a different direction. And I was like, fine, I'm still open to collaborations and that kind of thing, but I'm not going to write about anything or promote products or things like that where, you know, I'm not 100% into it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I started writing for like a website here last year. And that was cool because there were like a couple of travel opportunities, but it was still a little bit pressurized because it was obviously a little bit like a job.
And then
this year I've also like been approached a couple of times about writing travel pieces. So I just sort of decide whether it's also to my benefit as well, you know?
Yeah. So,
Like
I see you traveling a lot, especially to Malaysia this year. So are these travel opportunities or these trips that you've been on, are these all because you wanted to go and you wanted to go on holiday there or whatever it is? Or was it because is it a blogging opportunity from PR companies or did someone pay you to do that?
No, it's actually been like a bit of both. So last year I was like sent on one or two trips, but not to like Kuala Lumpur, like to the other areas of Malaysia that maybe aren't as well known, where they're looking to like promote new hotels or something like that. So some of them have been for blogging purposes and then also just because it's like 45 minutes away and everything's so much cheaper if we, you know, we'll go there at least like once a month and then just, yeah, I mean, it's so convenient and so much cheaper than Singapore.
That is so crazy.
That's the best thing.
As a travel blogger, I mean, I feel like Siam, you're like in the perfect location in the world right now because Singapore is just so close to all bits of Southeast Asia, and there's so many like unique places that you can go, different islands that you can go to. You know, as blogging opportunity, obviously, because like, you know, there's just so much to write about and so much content creating there. It's just like, I feel like, Siam, you're like the perfect space right now.
And then is your husband still your blogger husband as well, taking all your pictures and, you know, assisting you with putting together the posts? He's not sick of it yet.
Oh my gosh, the heat here is unbelievable. So everything has become like extremely strategic. Like the sun must be just about to set or it's like, I don't know, overcast or whatever, because it's always over 30 degrees and it's always humid. So, I mean, if we go out for photos, it's like 5 minutes and then we're both soaked. Time to come back in. So it's crazy.
So how often do you post? Are you still doing like traditional blogging or are you thinking of maybe incorporating or doing like vlogging?
I'm not sure about the vlogging. I see Mary Lou's like very good at that.
I'm still getting the camera.
But you know what? Like I do want to post more often and I think I've sort of just got lost in like the immediacy of like sharing what's going on Snapchat. It's so addictive. And also like because I'm so out of that hole, like I'm not really like trying to build this massive following or anything anymore. Like I've got like a set of loyal readers and like I know they'll come on the blog and check when the post is there. But yeah, Snapchat and that kind of thing, it's terrible. Like you share it in the moment and then you're like, okay, that's over now, and then you still have to go home and like blog about it like 2 weeks later. So, I mean, I'm not excited anymore.
So you say you've got like your loyal like readers that always come and check, but have you built up a new sort of fan base for your blog with locals?
Yes, actually, you know, I didn't like really know how that was going to pan out, but I've had a lot of feedback from like Singaporeans and Malaysians on Snapchat. And, you know, like, so with Snapchat, you obviously can't see, you know, where your followers are from. So I'd never know like who's watching this or that or whatever. And that was like a nice surprise to know that people from here have also like cottoned onto it. So yeah, I'm glad. I'm grateful.
So, Siam, I remember at one stage when you first just moved to Singapore, you were still getting people here in South Africa going to events that you were invited to and just writing guest pieces for you for your blog. So are you still keeping up with that, or are you kind of lost interest in the South African scene?
Oh, no, it sounds so bad when you say it like that. Okay,
but no, 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 we don't take it badly at all. I mean, if I moved overseas, I'll be like, cheers, guys.
I don't know. You know what? It just began to feel like not very authentic. It would be like somebody else went there and enjoyed it and like saw the product, but like I'm not wearing it or buying it or, you know, anything like that. And to be honest, a lot of those events, besides obviously if you are interested in the product, it is just about networking. So you would do that if you were there, but I'm not, so it doesn't really like serve a purpose. But if it was like something special, because you know they send you the press releases anyway.
Yeah.
So if I feel like, okay, but you know, people would want to know about this, then I would just, you know, do like a quick Facebook post or tweet about it, but definitely not like dedicate the whole articles to that anymore. Is that bad?
No, no, it's not bad at all. I mean, I was just curious because I know you were still doing a lot of that in the beginning. So, but like, are these South African PR companies still contacting you though, even though you're overseas, or have they contacted you less? Are they still inviting you to events? Have you tried making an effort with like press drops of any kind, even though you're so far away?
To be honest, like now and again, I'll get a picture from my mother, like showing me that she's using the stuff that got dropped off. So that's how I'll find out about it. Yeah. But no, like not as much as before, because, you know, I've made it clear, like I'm not there, but, now and again, I'll still get an invitation to something. And if it happens to overlap with me being in South Africa, then, you know, I'd probably like make an effort and go.
So I suppose the question would be also, what would be your advice to young bloggers or bloggers that wanted sort of or are about to go through the similar transition like you to travel blogging? What would be your sort of top 3 to 5 tips for them if they were to, you know, transition as well to travel blogging?
Okay. Let me just think offhand. Well, I think like firstly, it is very important to like explain to your readers like what you're doing. So, you know, people are coming to your website for a specific purpose or because something's interesting to them, and that's where they always go to find it. So you can't just wake up one day and change the content and expect the same people to be interested in. So I sort of wrote a post about how I was leaving and, you know, I was planning to travel and do this and that. And like, in fact, I actually did see like my stats change a lot. Like they went down a little bit after like I first left. And then, you know, after I established myself here a little bit, they started to rise again. So you will lose readers because, you know, perhaps people were only coming to my blog because they were interested in style and beauty. So that's understandable, I think. So you definitely want to let your readers know what's going on. And then, secondly, with travel blogging, I only learned after a while, like, it's really important to sort of, like, make drafts or, like, make notes while you're actually, like, on vacation. Because I would always just think, oh, this is so fabulous. I'll definitely remember every single detail. But the thing is, like, you know, all the little special moments and those kind of things, once you get home, you're, like, you tend to forget them. You know, and just have this overall picture of like what your vacay was about. So I think what makes it interesting and different from other travel posts is what was unique about the experience to you. So if something like, you know, unexpected happens or you have like some kind of unique experience, like that's what's going to make your post stand out from everybody else who's writing about the same destination.
So cool having you on, Sam. Mary, Water, one final question, comment, anything you want to say? Maybe you want to just arrange a hookup in a month from now. You guys are going to meet somewhere in New York and have coffee. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, my God. You're so pinpoint. How did you know? I almost feel like you eavesdrop on our conversation like earlier on Snapchat. I will see you in October, S. I will see you in October. I'll be there.
Well, I suppose
we have to meet.
Yeah, definitely. But I think my last question would be, or I suppose it's more of a suggestion. I would suggest you should add something about food on your blog because you eat out a lot. So
I know,
but and like, you show a lot of food. So like, you know, like I think you should do like little reviews on like the restaurants you go to, because you eat out a lot and you go to so many different places. And it's nice to always know when you go to a country, where are the locals eating? Where are the really nice spots that is not on the travel, not is not in the travel guides, you know? Because normally the travel guide stuff listed is the expensive places.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's true. And like the tourist spots, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, I'll definitely keep that in mind. But all you'll probably read on my blog is, oh, that was delicious. That was delicious.
It's been very cool having you on, Siam. Thank you so much. It's a simplysiam.com. Enjoy the rest of your... Well, go to sleep now. That's actually what you need to do. Yeah. Yeah, have a good night's rest.
We'll see you on the snap.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Cheers, cheers. Okay, so on the for real now, I need like a 5-step program to be a travel blogger as well.
Jeez, it's awesome. Yeah. You have to follow Siam on
what
Snapchat.
Is her Snapchat?
It's simply Siam.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be depressed though.
You will be though.
You know what I feel about travel blogging? I feel like, I'm not saying that, you know, we don't live in a nice place, but I do feel like the fact that we're in a... Why are you laughing like that?
Because it feels like we're about to have one of your Snapchat rants.
Yeah, it is. You're so right. You're so right.
Why? Okay,
tell us, Mary.
Well, the fact that we're on the tip of the world at the very bottom, it's kind of far from all like... The cool stuff, yeah. Like, you know, the Europe and the Asia, and it's really far from everything. So I feel like as a travel blogger based in South Africa, like it's going to be really difficult for you. Unless you go, I mean, for us, even going to places like Mozambique and Botswana, flying there is like overseas prices. You know what I mean? Mm. So I just find it a little bit ridiculous. Whereas like, you heard Siam say earlier, I mean, like literally... Kuala Lumpur is like 45 minutes away. Yeah. You can probably get flights for like under R1,000. I mean, it's for them, it's like locals. Like if you live in London, you go to Amsterdam and it's like $500.
It's like us going to Cape Town, yeah.
Mm. You know? And I mean, our Cape Town flights here from Joburg is like probably more expensive than they're going to another country.
It is sometimes ridiculously expensive. And
it is.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, I've traveled more in Asia, in the air part of the world, than in Europe. And I would much prefer where Siam is to live. If I had to choose a place in the world to live, I would choose the East because the Far East because I find it much more exotic and exciting and different to everything. Because, I mean, we're very Eurocentric.
We are.
So London and Europe and even America, like, it's not hugely different to what we have here.
No, it's not. But I feel like, you know, the thing about somewhere like Singapore is that it's so multicultural and multinational. Like it's got an element of Asia, but at the same time is equivalent got an like element of like Western European culture.
It's very cosmopolitan.
Yeah, same with Hong Kong. Like if I were to choose anywhere in the world to live, I'd definitely live in one of those places, because I mean you can get the best of both.
Okay, but what you're not answering for me, the two of you, is how do I get somebody to fund this for me? How do I get someone to fund me being
a
travel blogger?
You gotta start a travel blog, start building a following, start by traveling like to Brahmis.
Okay.
And then traveling like to
Hammanskraal,
Hartbeespoort Dam,
Parys.
And then you just keep, you know, like
you keep the momentum going,
enlarging it. Going, then you go to Durban, then you go to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Producer Kat, will you be my photographer?
As long as I don't have to pay.
Okay, no, you don't have to pay. Our first place we're going to visit, Boksburg, this weekend. We're going to go hang out and find all the local turn-up spots.
Yeah,
I agree.
Blog, let's do it.
That's it. You excited?
Shot left.
No.
She's going to go on a shot left.
She does that all the time. She's on these shot left things every weekend.
What? So unfair.
Yeah, you're going to the Free State soon, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah. Where else have you been on shot left? You were at Sun City a few weeks ago.
Uppington.
Thanks for hooking us up, though.
Yeah,
and apparently we're the bloggers.
Yeah.
She takes the invites. They say, attention, Warda and Mary. She says, unfortunately, they're not available.
So now we know.
All right, it's fabufit.co.za. It's lovemarylou.com. And all the social handles are there. That there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. Warda, Mary, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now. be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.